WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death among women in the United States, although most women aren't aware of it and it's often undiagnosed. My guest today is going to talk about just that. Dr. Niran Sarur is a faculty member in the Division of Cardiology in the Department of Internal Medicine at the University of Kentucky and also part of the Women's Heart Program of the Gill Heart and Vascular Institute. Niran, thank you very much for chatting with me today. I learned a lot from an article in UK Now recently where you talked about heart disease in women and why is heart disease so often underdiagnosed or undiagnosed in women. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me today, Greg. As a cardiologist, I see this far too often when women come to us later in the course of heart disease, and sometimes after weeks or even months of symptoms. And that's a very I think that's a very, very important subject to talk about because they either get dismissed or misdiagnosed, and that leads to poor outcome. And I think that's because some of the symptoms that women will have for heart disease is what we call is not classic as what we learn from research, because for so many decades, most of the understanding of the heart disease came from studies from men. And that makes sense that most of the typical symptoms that we know for heart disease are not applicable for women. Sometimes their symptoms could be as simple as I'm short of breath every time I try to do things. I'm not as energetic as before. I feel heartburn or nauseated with exertion. And these are alarming for a cardiologist to know that there is something wrong. But if a woman has these symptoms, I don't think she will pay attention that this is could be like a warning sign for a heart attack, for example, right? Because the Hollywood kind of chest pain that we know about is like, yeah, it's the chest heaviness and it's the center of the chest going to the shoulder, going to the jaw and stuff like that. But it's not always happening like that.
Yeah, I think, you know, those classic, and I'm putting that in quotes, those classic symptoms are because of the, I guess, inherent bias that we always had back in the day in medical research where the research was always done on men. So when we talk about, I feel like an elephant is sitting on my chest, or I have pain radiating down my left arm up into my jaw, that really comes from research just on men and not on the entirety of our patient population.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And we see this a lot now in either in the inpatient side or outpatient side. I will tell you an example. A couple of weeks ago, I had a patient in clinic and I initially saw her for palpitations and we kind of did a monitor and worked that up. And we just found that she has some extra beats benign that we treated with medication because she was feeling them. But as I was asking her, and I was like, do you have any chest pain? Do you have any chest pressure? Do you have any concerning symptoms? And she kept saying no until I kept asking. And she was like, yeah, you know, my house is uphill. And every time I go this hill, I get burning in my chest, but I think this is only my GERD or like acid reflux. And I was like, does it happen with meals? Does it happen with rest? And she was like, no, it just happened every time I go uphill. We did a stress test and it was very abnormal. We ended up doing a heart catheterization and she had a very, very nasty blockage in one of the main arteries that supply her heart, had a stent, felt much better. But if that was ignored, she may be coming with an actual heart attack. And at that time, you never know what's the outcome and what are going to be the downsides from that when the heart is kind of affected by a heart attack versus being proactive and finding things that's warning, giving you warning signs and then acting on them.
Well, and unfortunately, classically in medicine, oftentimes that patient would have been dismissed in the past. Well, it's just a function of your age or you have anxiety or something like that. And she could have very easily fallen through the cracks.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why it's really important to, I always tell my patients, I was like, you know yourself, you know your body. Don't ignore any alarming symptoms to you. If you think there's something abnormal, just speak up. Just tell us, because we're always here to hear you. If it's something that's not concerning, we will reassure you, and then you will feel better instead of having that anxiety about it. Or if it's something alarming, then we will do the tests that need to be done and either reassure you and reassure ourselves, or we find something that need to be done and we will be proactive about it and just preventing bad things from happening before they happen.
Are we engaging our learners at this point, our medical students, nursing students, resident physicians, to the reality of how heart disease can present differently in women than men?
Oh, yeah. Nowadays, it is. And in the UK healthcare system team, we are always making women's cardiovascular health a priority in medical education. Because now, as with the new studies involving women, and we always try to, like, in the medical research, we try to kind of classify some of our outcomes based on gender to understand more what's happening with women versus men. And as I think now, as we are kind of talking more about it and doing more prevention and education about it, this is hopefully comes to an end when, like, we just ignore these symptoms in women and just don't, like, listen to them, or just, you know, just keep saying this is just, oh, this is an anxiety, this is, you're depressed, or this is just deconditioning and stuff like that. We now understand that they will not always present with the classic symptoms that we know about, and we should open our eyes to a broad kind of spectrum of symptoms and listen more and ask more questions to kind of find out anything that alarms us to do more.
Well, Niran, before we part, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about this subject?
Yeah, I really want to say that heart disease is not just a man's problem, and it's not always obvious. So listen to your body, speak up, ask questions, and don't wait. We are here to listen and to act, and because your heart matters just as much as anyone's else, please speak up to yourself and let us know if we can help you by anything.
My thanks today to Dr. Niran Sarur, cardiologist at the University of Kentucky and also part of the Gill Heart and Vascular Institute Women's Heart Program, for talking with us about how heart disease in women is often undiagnosed. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.